Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. And you can always learn more about Mercy Wellness by heading to either to their store, which is in Cotati, right off 101, or you can go online to mercywellness.com and check things out there. But the store is great. The people there are super friendly, and it's a good place to get your questions answered and explore this in a safe way. I am Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Michelle.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And joining us today is Austin Fagan. He is a corporal with the United States Marine Corps and NorCal brand rep and sales for Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you all big time for allowing me to be here.
You also have another guest here in the studio with us who's probably going to be silent throughout the whole show, but on our video podcast, hopefully we'll have a little
appearance.
Who did you bring with
you? A little big appearance. She is a 14-week-old Mastiff Cane Corso mix. Her name's Luna, and she's already 45 pounds. She's going to be a big girl.
She's so beautiful.
That's our
very little
big appearance.
Okay, yeah. good. So we want to talk with you about the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance, but first tell me a little bit about your background and your story.
So I joined the Marine Corps. My parents did not like this at 17 years old. They had to sign on the dotted line saying that they would allow me to do this since I did it so young. And before I knew it, I was over in Afghanistan. I did two tours of Afghanistan during my stint and did not come back regular, to say the least. It was pretty messed up. A lot of my comrades, a lot of my troops were as well. Just if you see death every day, or if, I don't know if you all have seen your life flash before your eyes, but if you see on a regular basis, it's really hard to just turn down that volume, kind of. So I was very angst when I got out, and just a lot of PTSD, anxiety, things that not a lot of, it's hard to relate to of just going through everyday life. So I found cannabis a couple months after my military service, and it truly helped me kind of come back to my roots, kind of come back to normal. And it's, for me, seeing that, it's just a life-changing thing because I can see other veterans that were way worse off than me use it so much more medicinally, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So I'm a huge advocate for that, especially for our veterans. And as you know, the Veteran Affairs does not give us the best treatment when we get out, and not a good transition at all. So I was a youngin', I was in the Marine Corps, and I'm thankful to be back, that's for sure. So
We're thankful to have you back, man.
thank you. And I'm glad to speak on this platform for our veterans, and to tell y'all our beautiful mission and kind of how I got started with SCVA as well. So, to transition to that, I started with them about 6 months ago, and I'm their brand rep, and I'm thankful that they allow me to speak on their behalf. But it's just truly a blessing what they do, and I just gravitated toward that company as soon as I saw them. I knew about them a couple years ago when I moved over to NorCal, and I was like, that's the perfect company. If I could work for them or help them in some way someday, and now I'm here. So it's a truly a blessing to be.
So was it first finding their product and using the product?
So I great question. So I found out about them actually through our Veteran Compassion Program. And as soon as I moved over to California, because I'm born and raised East Coast, Florida boy. And I tried it over there for a couple of months. And then I moved to NorCal shortly after. And I heard about them. And I was like, this is historic. This is something that never heard. This is crazy. So I actually went to our meeting, which we host once a month. I went a few times and I absolutely loved it. And that's kind of how I started getting to know SCVA a little bit better. So that's kind of how I got on board with them and just started talking with them and just kind of started to be actually in the compassion program itself.
So do they grow product? What, tell us more about.
So Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance, it started in 2011 as two veterans, a Marine Corps and Army veteran, Jason Sweat and Aaron Newsom. They actually just started kind of growing almost for themselves as a horticultural therapy program just for themselves, and they started just donating their harvest to other veterans in need. Yeah. And it started out as just one, two, three other veterans that were just disabled, low income. They couldn't get access to good stuff. Didn't have the ability to go out and get access to stuff. And it kind of just built. The grow got bigger, the community got bigger, mm-hmm. and the amount of product they have and the donations that they were giving away. And it was literally just like no profit. They weren't selling it. They were just giving it to other veterans, kind of illegally at the time, right? There wasn't a basis that they could do that. And then as Prop 64 passed, they have a small micro business, a collective, and we were allowed to have this compassion program legally, in which we pay all the taxes for, cultivation tax, testing, all that good stuff. So ultimately what it is what makes us different is the Veteran Compassion Program. And it just allows us to give free, high-quality cannabis to our veterans for free. and it's once a month, every first Monday of the month, we meet in Santa Cruz Veterans Memorial Building. And our veterans come. We have very old, young veterans, male, female, all walks of life come to our first Mondays in the month. And they receive a voucher, and they can go to the storefront at any time and receive their donation. And that's how I started, and now I'm on the other side of that, and it's really cool to do that. So yeah, that's kind of our niche. Our Veteran Compassion Program mm-hmm. makes us different than anybody else in the country, to be honest.
And how does the organization sort of do what it does? You have to have some sort of influx of cash in order to do this.
Most definitely. So that we do have a small, very small storefront in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And that's how we pay our cultivation tax and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have a storefront for the longest time, and we had a very big proposition to the City of Commerce in Santa Cruz, and a ton of veterans testified and basically allotted us one of the 12 licenses in Santa Cruz.
Wow, that's
really
amazing.
Really cool. Because there was like multiple other dispensaries that got grandfathered in, and they kind of pushed a couple to the side that said, hey, this is something that is worth doing and having in our community, and let's be the first to kind of allocate this.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
It's important to have support for the veterans, especially when it comes to medicine, you know, this really is.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about cannabis a little bit as a medicine. You mentioned for anxiety, PTSD. Mm-hmm. How effective is this, and how would you possibly compare it to other methods that people
are
using
to
treat it?
It's extremely, I mean, any people say it's effective or not effective, but let's look at the other side, and let's look at what the VA prescribes to us. And it's just very heavy pharmaceuticals, and it's crazy. They spend $1 million to train us, but as soon as we get out, they spend $5 to give us a handful of pills and 6 bottles of pills that's going to make us come back in 3 months for our next appointment more of a drug addict. It's wild. It's a deep, dark hole, and it's just you're not able to function. You're almost a zombie. And I know many of Marines and other troops that just they take what the VA, they don't know any better, because mm-hmm. that's the only government organization they're associated with, and they take it all, and they're worse, and it's wild. So I'm a huge advocate for cannabis, because honestly, it's made me be able to live my life in a much better way, in a normal way, and it's a beautiful thing. And there's not a lot of education toward cannabis, so it's kind of hard for a newcomer to kind of come into the scene and like, no, hey, what's, is it flowers, edibles, is it tincture, what should we use?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as effectiveness, I mean, this plant-based medicine has been around for how long? And like, it's crazy. We might not have extreme like studies, medical studies to show this, but how many anecdotal evidence do we have?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
there's so much.
I can speak firsthand to that. You know, mm-hmm. as being in the dispensary for as long as I have, when I first started, you know, the majority of the people that I saw were like veterans, seniors. You know, our demographic over there, we saw a lot of older patients, and a lot of them were veterans,
mm-hmm.
and they had been on a slew of medications that give them all sorts of different side effects and kind of make them a shell of who they were. And just for my own sake, I've seen it with my own two eyes, people, the transformation that happens when you're able to shrink down your medicines, even just a couple pills a few times a week, makes a huge difference for people. And so to find that balance and to make a safe space for them to come and make mm-hmm. them feel welcomed. And also you touched on it, very important, Austin, is educated. You know, and that's why it's important to have educated people there, because you don't know who always is walking through that door, and you're not sure what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, for their first time, they have no clue. And so it's an important role that we make sure that people get the help that they need and the right item.
Most definitely. And you talk to like older patients coming in a lot and you see in the transition. And I think most definitely it's the hardest for them because all their life the propaganda was devil's lettuce. It's going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's horrible, this and that. So it's like trying to break them of what they thought to be true. Of all that is definitely the hardest. So it's education, and you're like the first to see this on hand. So having great sales associates and bud tenders to try and coach and educate people is
huge. I feel really grateful that I got a chance to meet one of your representatives a couple events ago. I think it was the first Hall of Flowers. A good friend of mine introduced me to one of your representatives. We sat down and we talked with our chief love officer, Zach, who helped coordinate this today. So I'm really grateful for that. Shout out to Zach.
He's the best.
But, we sat down and we kind of understood the mission, what you guys were trying to do. And, you know, we wanted to be a part of that because we understand the amount of veterans that do come in and help. So we do have a small discount for veterans at the store. And I know currently right now, Zach is working on some sort of a compassion program that we have wanted to relaunch because of the way the regulations are written. We want to make sure we're not doing anything the wrong way. We want to make do it the right way.
Right. Awesome. And there is a development in that, which we'll get to in just a moment. But I want to talk about another aspect. And oh my gosh, the time goes by so quickly.
It does.
Let's talk just briefly about cannabis and sleep. How is that helping veterans?
I think that's the biggest. I mean, for veterans, I think PTSD is probably the biggest ailment or side effect that cannabis can help. But I think sleep for the general population and veterans alike is the biggest biggest symptom or biggest thing that it can help. It's definitely what attracted me to it at first. Just not being able to sleep a full 8 hours or even some people full 4 or 6 hours, you know. And cannabis really allows that. What's really cool is that we partnered with the Veteran Affairs, and this is the first time and the only time that they've actually had a cannabis study done, especially in-house. And our Kosher Kush was, which is the strain that we give away to our Veteran Compassion Program.
It's also a very good strain.
It's a very heavy indica, very indicouch, great for heavy sleeping. So that's actually, we partnered with the VA and they did a very long sleep study and a PTS study as well, but mostly kind of trying to drill down insomnia and the effects that cannabis plays on that. Yeah. It was a very successful one, and they had over 80 veterans over a 3-month period do quite extensive testing. So really cool that they allowed us to kind of share our cannabis and our veterans with them to get that study going.
That's amazing. So we need more stuff like that. So, you know, these kinds of things will spread that education, allow people to say, okay, well, I can point to this study, or, you know, there's some efficacy here that we can point to and see some proof about it, because that'll change people's minds.
I agree.
And then let's also just briefly talk about SB 34, because this is where the compassion comes in.
Yes.
So this just recently was signed, I think, by the governor just in October, mid-October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of your dispensary wanting to get a compassion program, this is an excellent foot in the door, because basically what this allows is you don't have to pay all the taxes for your donation program, which can get a hefty price. So the cultivation tax, multiple other taxes that kind of infer into that, it basically wipes it all, which is really nice. Because honestly, that's why we had to have the micro business in Santa Cruz, because we were paying so much in the taxes, we were in over our head.
Mm-hmm.
SB 34 allows any dispensary or any program basically to have a donation program where the taxes are exempt, which
Love
is a
it.
Beautiful thing. I think that's how it should be. And yeah, it just opens up the door for a lot more people to do the same thing, which everybody, if they can, I mean, please, I mean, that'd be great. If there's any way that we can help facilitate that, let us know, because more people need to have access to this beautiful medicine.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What is a website for people to learn more about your organization?
SCVA.us.
Okay.
So that's, and then Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance, if you just Google it, you can find quite
it there
a bit.
Too.
There's Forbes, Leafly, all that good stuff around there. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Austin.
Thanks,
it was really nice to talk with you. And
thanks
for bringing Luna.
Oh, thank you.
Napping a little bit here in the corner. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the game. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness here on KSRO. This is a cannabis talk show, and we cover lots of different kinds of topics. I think it was really nice to be able to talk about veterans and cannabis. It's an important topic.
They deserve a voice.
Yes, yes. And we're going to switch now over. Actually, you still have a connection, right? We have Brian Scott. Brian is the Vice President of the Edibles Division for Valhalla Confections. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you also have a connection with the military, correct?
I do, yeah. I'm a Navy vet, actually. Nice. I was in the Navy for 4 years. Then moved on from the Navy to firefighter, paramedic, yeah. In that for 16 years. So.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I've gotten to know Brian pretty well over a couple of years. He's was with us before Prop 64, so he was helping him and his company was helping medical patients.
We've been around Mercy since our inception.
Yeah, so let's tell the listeners the history of Valhalla Confections.
Sure. Yeah, Valhalla. I mean, everybody knows the Valhalla name is a great grand hall where Vikings go after the. You know, after their death, where they go fight the eternal fight.
And right.
It's, you know, so Valhalla is kind of grand in itself. And we formed the company back in 2014. He said, like early on, we were pioneers in the industry. So we were kind of learning our way through the industry ourselves. And Mercy was definitely one of our first dispensaries that we were in as our business was growing, and they've helped us along the way for sure. There was several partners, and myself being a founding member, kind of formed our product out of necessity. Something that was tasted good, didn't taste like you're chewing on a plant.
They taste delicious.
Yeah, they're really good, huh? Yeah. I've had several people come up to me and ask me if I wanted to start it like a legit,
regular
candy company.
Right.
Without infused.
It was awesome. When I first met him, it was like the gummies were good. They worked well, which I knew were going to help people, but then also too, being able to pick and choose who you want to work with. You want to find companies whose ethos and mindset, and you want to work with good people. And so Valhalla has been one of our strongest partners, and they were with us before and they're here after. And I'm just excited we have an opportunity to tell your story, because the thousands of people that, you know, request and need those indica gummies and things like that. We were just talking about that in the last segment. And for a lot of people, it's medicine. So,
exactly.
Part of that, you know, speaking about transition and stuff like that, what were some of those hardships of, you know, as far as being like a cannabis operator through that transition into today? What has that been like?
It's definitely been tough. Being one of the pioneers, and the early on the stigma around cannabis was, you know, very dark, and we had several landlords that we didn't really see eye to eye, so we moved around several times. Always keeping that brand going, always keeping it moving forward, mm-hmm. even though we had some hardships with, you know, real estate troubles and permitting, through the permitting process and that type of thing. I mean, being pioneers in the industry, a lot of the regulators and everything, they didn't know exactly how they wanted to regulate it, but, you know, we all threw in our brains together and formed our way through it. And
right on. Yeah. One thing I do want to mention too, that I always like to, just when I get a chance, is that, you know, whenever possible, we want to work with local. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to keep the money in our local community, and Valhalla has been local. You know, and I think you have two different locations now.
We have a manufacturing facility down in San Rafael, and then one here in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, so it's ops. I just wanted to point that out.
That's great.
I love the local aspect of it. You know, because a lot of people that we service are from here.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a pretty cool connection.
What about consistency with the product? I think that's one thing that people, especially before, Prop 64, that people were concerned about in an edible, what am I getting? How do I know how much it is? Is it consistent each time I take it?
Right, exactly. And a lot of edibles companies, back when they didn't have to take it to a lab and didn't have to test it, they just didn't do it. Yeah. We started out right out of the, right out of the chute, just always taking it to the lab, and we worked with the lab to help formulate, you know, that consistency of our 10 milligram gummies. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to make sure that people know what they were getting when they ate a 10 milligram gummy. They're actually getting that 10 milligrams.
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of different gummy products. We carry a couple of different, brands on the shelf, Valhalla being, one of the stronger brands that we have on the shelf. What separates Valhalla confections from other confections, from other gummies?
I think it is that, that consistency and that, all, keeping it consistent all the way through our brand and all the way through our different products. And I feel like we're one of the only gummies out there that actually tastes like a gummy bear. When you chew on it, you get that gummy taste instead of a weird...
The herbally hot flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, as far as, so we've had the gummies for a while. Where do you see the future headed for Valhalla as far as, are you guys thinking about new flavors, new types of confections? What's on the horizon?
We are, definitely. We got a lot of stuff in R&D now. We want to definitely broaden our product line. We want to look into other states, across the state borders. We're now in Nevada and New Mexico.
Congratulations. I didn't know
thanks,
that.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Get up into Washington, get up into Oregon, get into these other states.
Help the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spread that brand.
Yeah, is that awesome. Difficult to sort of, because everybody now is sort of piecemeal doing their own thing. Is it a difficult thing to go to another state and bring your products?
It is definitely because, federal regulations are pretty strict right now. You can't cross the state lines with the products. So if you're going to go into these other states, you have to have a production facility in these other states.
Right.
But
and then
a lot of work.
I don't know if we covered it. I just want to make sure we cover it for the listeners. How many different SKUs? So what types of, I know, but I'm going to let you explain.
Sure.
How many different types of gummies do you guys have in your lineup right now?
Right now we have three different SKUs. We have a sour watermelon indica. We have a tangerine sativa and a tropical twist CBD, which is a high CBD. It's a 2-to-1 CBD, 10 milligram CBD to 5 THC.
Mm. Yeah. I like the sour. I like the sour gummies.
Nice.
The sour gummies are my favorite.
Yeah, and that's nice to have that CBD kind of product, because I think that can appeal to a lot of people who maybe are a little bit
definitely.
Nervous about if they've never tried it or it's been a long time.
Right.
That's a good way to sort of put your foot in the water, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite? I'm curious.
Mine is tangerine.
I love the tangerine.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Have you had them? Have you tried them before?
I'm not sure if I've tried the Valhalla before. I've tried a variety of different gummies, but I'll have to try them. Do you also have chocolates?
We do in Nevada.
Okay.
We're working on it in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Chocolates would be nice.
That's exciting.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Well,
yeah.
I think I'm pretty good.
What about in the future? I know that you talked about expanding to other states, but are there other products? I know that there's the world of edibles, I think, is just really unlimited. There's so many things that can happen.
The world is our oyster, right?
Yeah.
Have you thought about hard candies at all?
We have, definitely. And we started out, you know, early on, way before we even did the gummies, we had, you know, we started out doing a hard candy line.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Definitely thinking about that for sure.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to get that back in the mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and how many locations in California are you in now?
I believe somewhere around 60.
That's excellent.
That's awesome growth.
Well, the one you need to know about is Mercy Wellness.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we do. In fact, I think we have a fresh order coming in. So
nice.
I know that, unfortunately, in real life, I know we're running out of time, but part of being local is that as a small business, they're affected by the fires. And so we were unable to get some product in. A lot of deliveries had been canceled from a lot of the local operators here. And I just want to shout out all the local operators and tell them how much I appreciate them and their hard work and people just trying to get back to normal. So
yes. And you guys were amazing. I did come by right before you had
full
power.
Did you get
power.
A hot dog?
I had a hot dog.
That's right. You're okay. You ate a hot dog.
I got some little CBN pills for a friend of mine who needed to sleep.
I think I'm good on hot dogs for a while.
Yes. But certainly appreciate what our community does in these situations.
Time.
We pull together. That's
Every
what
time.
We do. Thank you so much for coming in and
absolutely.
Sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Brian Scott, the Vice President of Edibles Division for Valhalla Confections. And Joelle, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You'll see me in 2 weeks.
All right. This is Can I Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.